The butterfly effect, time travel that costs your life. Going to talk about the butterfly effect today. Is a drama, sci-fi, thriller, coming-of-age story, released in 2004 and written and directed by the team of Eric Bress and Jay Mackay Gruber, if I'm pronouncing those names correctly. Let's get into it right here. No spoilers, even though there's some things I really want to talk about, but I'll do my best and I will try to fulfill myself with discussion without spoiling anything. I hate spoilers, so I try not to ever give them. It's sharp, hard-hitting, uncomfortable, existential, fun, nuanced, traumatic, and provocative. Basically, we have to talk about the title first, The Butterfly Effect. This is also known as chaos theory, basically. You could say they're one and the same thing. And chaos theory basically is the one example that gets used a lot, which is why it also is called the butterfly effect, is that if a butterfly flaps its wings in Texas, you'll have a tsunami in Japan, for example. Basically, the theory that one very small action can cause a major and extreme action elsewhere. So that kind of just explains the name, very quick and dirty. I'm sure people will have different ways to express that that are not the same and be more detailed and honest about, not honest, be more full of an answer than that, but that's the one I'll give you. It's basically a story about non-stereotypical time travel. I wish there was a name for every mode of time travel, but this is like, this doesn't involve a machine by any means, but is more like staying in place time travel, which plays with this concept, which is amazing, which I love, is perception is reality. And that it really plays with it here because we're talking about time travel. And I won't talk about the exact mechanism of time travel. You'll have to watch the film for that, but it's interesting. And some might argue it's not time travel at all, but that would be weird. So basically you have a child or a person and they are gifted with this curse, or cursed with the gift, whatever way you want to put it. They end up losing time. We find out why they're losing time, but they blank and they have no recollection of what happened and they're always surrounding these traumatic events, which kind of makes sense. But there's more details later. Puppy, you gotta wait a minute. I had to let the puppy out. Anyway, so basically this kid is stealing memory from himself. The nature of the story is basically with anything time travel is that you can't change things without it changing other things. And then there's the whole thing of like, what are you trying to change and why? What is the goal of trying to change things? What's going to happen if you do? What's the outcome? That whole butterfly effect, chaos theory thing comes into play. I think it's a tale as old as the concept of time travel itself. I guess I want to go back to some of those adjectives at the beginning. The existentialism thing, I think that's pretty self-explanatory. When you were talking about time travel, you're talking about trying to change things, you're talking about reflecting on your life and what could be better, what could be worse, what would happen if different trajectories were taken, etc. I mentioned it being really sharp, hard-hitting and uncomfortable, traumatic and provocative, basically all those things. This film gets at a lot of really uncomfortable topics that just take place in a human's life. And it's funny because you would say the film is not about that, but it is, they're telling a story. They're telling a story of life and more than one person's life and how those things, those lives could be affected. And that's what happens with time travel. And again, it's really interesting because I never thought of it as a time travel movie the first few times I watched it. I don't think I thought of it that way until after I watched it this last time, which is maybe the third or fourth time I've seen it. And they get at some really sensitive topics. It doesn't feel weird the way they do it, and it doesn't feel preachy, and it doesn't feel like that's the whole reason for this film, that that's what we're actually talking about. But it's very natural, but also they're uncomfortable things. So for an example, which isn't something that's happening in there, but if we were talking about domestic violence, I think that when you have a big extreme topic like that within a story, it's usually such a major part of the story. And these things aren't like quick glances either. But they're not what the story is about. And I really like the way that they work these details in and make the viewer be faced with these uncomfortable topics, because it is important. I feel like not shying away from the reality of someone's life and only showing certain parts of it. So, yeah. I also mentioned that it was very nuanced, which is what I really love about good storytelling and full and rich characters, is that, but the story itself is nuanced in the fact that, like, they're telling a story and we don't necessarily have moments that are meant to be funny, but I lolled, which I rarely ever do, laugh out loud, actually. I find things funny without actually laughing out loud very frequently. But there were times that, yeah, I was just like, I don't think that's supposed to be funny, but the delivery was hilarious. And not because it was bad, it was just that it was a thing that happened, and I was like, oh my goodness, like that's, I don't even want to, there are moments of humor, but I don't think they're there just for comic relief or for levity. I think, again, it is taking the full picture, or a type of fullness of lives, and that is a part of them. It's not just the trauma, right? Like, most people experience times where they smile, or you know, they make the wrong choice, or they do a good thing, or whatever. So, I think if you're into thrillers, if you're into action-y without it being like guns and explosions and high-speed chases, that kind of drama, fast-paced drama, high-stakes drama, not just little family, I shouldn't say little, but like family drama, it's not really that. It's really cool. There's a lot of cool effects and mechanics in it as well. And I'd say if you like all those things, if you like time travel as well, then I think you'd get into it. I think that the movie is great at creating discussion, creating opportunity for discussion, self-reflection, all those things that come along with existentialism. It does this in a way that is more of a blockbuster-style movie. It is missing a little bit of the poetic and lightness and subtlety and art that I would personally like for it to be a little more elevated, but that's just my style. I really like this film anyway, and I think that it is a great way to bring this topic and all these different things to the masses without it being too arty to turn some people off. I think this is made for it to be still uncomfortable and still engage and challenge people, but there's the entry level is there to get people to watch it and stay watching it for those conversations to happen. So I think it is really effective at that, rather than just saying, no, we're going to make it even more elevated or artsy or whatever, and we're going to lose a lot of people. In saying that, I would say it's really high on my shelf. It is not top shelf, but it's really close. And I think part of the reason is because they have sacrificed some things, and some things got a little bit corny, just a tiny bit here and there. And I think it's because that awareness of we want to make this palatable to a larger audience. But again, I think it's also a great thing that they did that. But there's just some tweaking that could be done to still make it that palatable and maybe lose some of the corniness. But it's not corny in a way that turns me off. It's fitting. It makes sense. But I would tweak things a little differently for it to be on my top shelf. That's really all I have to say. It's a great film. I think you should check it out if you haven't yet, if you're into that kind of stuff. It's hard to call it a psychological thriller, but it's adjacent, and those are my favorite kinds of films. Also, Ashton Kutcher plays a really good role here, again, because it's, maybe it's partly the casting too, because it's not just straight, serious, dramatic, whatever, but he does play that part well. He can be a very good dramatic actor, and I think this is one of those first times, if not the first time, he really proved that. Butterfly Effect, check it out.